Tonight's shir Simon Ayin Dalid Seif Aleph Simon Ayin Dalid Shelo Levarech Kishay Varov Oimes Erva. A person cannot make a bracha. We're discussing saying Kriyashma. Can't say Kriyashma if his limbs see the erva. Seif Aleph Hayoshen Arom B'Taliso. A person is sleeping, has no clothes on, he has a blanket. Sarach Lachoitz B'Talis Al Libo. He has to press down on his chest with the talus to separate the top of his body from the bottom. Then he could say Shema. Mishum delibo roe ever also, because it's forbidden to say psukim and to say brachas if his heart can see the erva, even though his eyes cannot, because his head is above the blanket and his body is beneath the blanket. But you can't have that his heart sees the erva, so you have to put some pressure with your arms on the blanket over his chest, and that'll make a separation. The Ramah says, "V'hu hadinim libo roe ervas chaveiro aser." The same din applies that if his heart sees someone else's erva, that's aser. Meaning to say that if someone else is under the blanket, even though he can't see it with his eyes, but if his heart can see it, so that's also an element of gili erva. So we explained last time that this Isser of Libo, Roe es Erva, whether it's his own or someone else's, is Mugabon. This is from the Chacham. That's the Chacham said that one cannot do that. Mishtabura, Sifkon Aleph. Hayoshein Arom. He's laying in bed without any clothing. Hamachabit Tafas Lashna Gemara. The Gemara says this, and the Shulchan Aruch takes the language of the Gemara. The Shom Shaykh Hai Lishna, that language is appropriate to the Gemara. Al Binyanein, when it comes to our situation, Hu Adin, the same halacha would be true if he's laying in bed with a nightgown below mechnasayim without pants. Gam kindina hach is the exact same halacha. The asur b'divei Torah olavarach shum bracha. He cannot learn Torah. He cannot say psukim. He cannot say a bracha. Ad sheyad bik biyadav hakutoynis b'makom halev, unless he presses down with his hands on his nightshirt over the area of his heart to separate the top and bottom of his body. Oh, lamata mi libo, or below that, kidei she hefzik bein libo le'erva. There should be a separation between his heart and his erva. So whether it's the blanket or a top sheet, or whether it's a nightshirt or nightgown, he has to press down. Sifkan beis, sarich lochos. There has to be some pressure applied to separate between the top and the bottom. Perish, diyadbik hatas al libo. He should attach the talus to his chest. There should be a separation between the heart and the erva. Al balav hachi, but otherwise, also, if he doesn't do that, it would be forbidden. Even though his whole body is covered with this talus, with this cloth, but the lave and the erva are together. There's nothing separating them. And that is its own problem. Sifkon gimel alibo. So he should put this pressure on the talis to separate on his heart. It's the same if it's on or beneath the heart. The essential concept is we want a separation between the lave and the erva. Vafilo im libo megula gami, even if his heart is entirely exposed, to the kamon sifav, meaning to say, he could have nothing on his chest. The blanket could start beneath his chest, but he's pressing down on the blanket to make the separation between the top of his body and the bottom of his body. That's the ikur here. Sifkan dal mishum de libo vechula, because libo roes ever is awesome. The erva b're'iya t'lirachmona. When we talk about erva, our concern is seeing. The Torah says the problem with erva is seeing. The Kesiv, the Pasuk says, lo yira b'cho ervas dover. You shouldn't see in you ervas dover.
It means perceive, no, not literally see. The heart doesn't have a heart.
That's the Chachamim's addition. Umatzinu loshen v'iya b'leiv. We find in the context of the lave the term re'iya, like it says, my heart saw much wisdom. Therefore, the Chachamim created this addition to the Torah. The Torah's limitation is his eye seeing. The Chachamim create a problem with the lev seeing. V'dan you should know. Da'afilu im liba mechusa bebeged, even if his chest is covered in a garment, lahafsik beino le'erva, that separates between him and the top of the body and the erva, tzerach shetei erva so gam ke mechusa, the erva has to be covered. V'mhi megula, if the erva is not covered, hiskimo habi achron, many achron concur, the asur likrois minateret, it's forbidden midiraisa to say kriyishma. Afilu im mechusa behatalas gam al rosho ve'enav, even if the talus covers his head and his eyes, shlo yuchal liros el, they cannot see the erva. He takes the blanket, he's not wearing any clothes, and he picks it up, and look at the talus atifa, covers his head and his eyes and his chest, and he wraps it around his chest, but his waist down is open to the world. It's also diraisa to say kriyishma in that circumstance, even though his eye doesn't see the erva and his lave doesn't see the erva, but the erva is magula. Shahari lo ne'emar lo sira ervas davar, the pasuk doesn't say that you shouldn't see ervas davar. Ela lo yira b'cha kolomar shdei mechusa b'inyan, make sure that erva is covered in such a way shlo yucha lehera ois afil acher, that no one can see the erva. The way the Be'er Loch about it was that it goes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not be able to see the erva. Lefikach, therefore, ha'oimed b'bayis arum, a person's in the house, no clothing. V'hotzi rosho chutz l'chalon, so he's going to stick his head out the window. Shlo yir evaso, so that he shouldn't see his erva. Afal pi shechatz is a beggar alibo, even if he has something to separate between the top of his body and the bottom of his body, ha'izal yikri, he can't say krishma. Because his erva is exposed, anyone in the house can see it. There's no one in the house. Doesn't make a difference. There's very little in the house. But let's say he wasn't undressed in the room, the way we just described, sticking his head out the window. Rather, he's sleeping undressed in a canopy bed. And let's say that this bed is very short, so it's not higher than 10 tefachim. It's not its own rishus. It's less than 10 tefachim high. It's like 30 inches high. V'hotzi rosho chutzalo. Then he sticks his head out of the curtains. V'gam chotza space dav l'hafzik ben libo le'er. Then he also has something to separate between his heart and his body, his bottom hair for the body. Afa pisha erva so magula bekila. Even though he's undressed from the waist down, in the canopy of the bed, ha'ariz n'kemechusa betalis, that's the equivalent of being covered in a blanket. Since the canopy is less than 10 tefachim high, shame kisui oleha, that is called a covering, kama malbush. It's like a clothing that he's wearing. Veina doima lebayis, it's not like the room that he was in, he sticks his head out the window. Shucholok ushus la'atzmo, where it has its own domain. Vonucha lechanos oleha shame kis, we're not calling the room as a covering for his erva. Al kenos, and that's why it's usher in the case of the room where he sticks his head out the window. V'chein, imtsoya b'bayis. Similarly, if there was human excrement in the house, b'sochar ba'amas, within dalat amas, v'hotzi b'oshu chusachalon, so he has an eitz, okay, I'll stick my head out the window, so my head's not in the room with the tsoya, and I'll say shema. Asur l'kos kriyishma, he cannot say kriyishma. The same way we said before, that if he is naked, sticking his head out the window does not help him. Does not help him. He still can say Shema because his erev is Megula B'bayis. So too, if there's Tzoya in the bayis and he sticks his head out the window, he cannot say Kriya Shema. The Shadeinan Rosho Basarubo, because we put his head with the rest of his body. Magen Avram. For it's allowing to say, the also I feel dasam atirim lekamam b'simin ayin vav sifdalad, even though there are matirim later in simin ayin vav sifdalad, ayin sham, there it talks about if his hand is in the base of kise and his body is out of the base of kise, can he say shema, can he say shema? This case is worse, ayin p'migodim. The problem with this Magen Avram is that why do you have to say, if you stick your head out the window, it doesn't help to say shema, because we put your head where your body is. We didn't say that by Erva. By erva, we said, it doesn't have to stick your head outside the window because your erva is exposed. And I should say over here, it doesn't have to stick your head out the window because your body is in a mokum that's disgusting. The process of hoya machanecha kadosh, you can't be within dalat amis of tinuf, and you are. So I saw this kasha. Yes, birchas of what? Where's Mrs. Kasha? Like, what's behind this mokum of vam? Pasha pshat should be that not because you put your head where your body is, but because your body is in a mokum of tinuf, so you can't say kriyishma. That's all. The Mishnah continues, let's say his body is outside the room, and he sticks his head into the room where there is excrement. Also, Gamkin Lekuliyam, because every degree is you cannot say Shema like that. That Tzayi is right in front of him. Well, Da'asa Rashba, move up with Simenai Tess, if based according to the Rashba and Simenai Tess, also Afiluhu Oimi Bechutz Negara Pesach, it's even also if he's not in the room. He's standing outside the door of the room. If he sees the tzoya in the next room in front of him, ayin sham, look there, it's also no good. So certainly if he sticks his head in the room, it's no good. Se'iv kon hei. He cannot say shema if liba roa es ha'erva. Roya es v'chulo. Ayin b'derech ha'chaim, look and say v'derech ha'chaim. Ta'afilu b'diyev nemkar kriya shema v'espal chozer. And if he did say shema, and he daven like this, b'diyevet, he's not yoyitz, he's daven again. Say this is also clear in Pimigodim Siman Einav. Od Muchach Shom, it's also clear over there that Kriyashma Chayz in Birchoseh, that now you have to repeat Kriyashma if it's Libra or Erva, but you have to say the Birchos Kriyashma again. Im Kura'om Birias Libra Erva, if his heart saw the Erva. Tahachi Tiknacham, because it's Chachamim we're sacking, that you can't say it if Libra or Erva. Al b'shar brachos, but if it comes to other brachos like shahakal, b'nefoshes, and so on, yesh the histapik b'diyeved im yachzor. There's room to question b'diyeved as he go back. With sefek brachos lahakal, we say if there's a doubt, we are lenient. U'b'chayodim kal gimel din lama gimel b'nishma sodom kal dad mashma yesh lahakal b'diyeved gam lenient tefillah. And if you look in chayodim b'nishma sodom, it seems that he's making b'diyeved even for shmon esrei. B'davr to os iser who rock me d'rabbanon. When you did something which is only us d'rabbanon, which in our case is the Rabbanon. Liba roas ha'erva is the Rabbanon problem. V'ayim b'erlochas m'kuf pehei, lukin b'erloch and kuf pehei. V'yev shur di'ish lisfos kavaseh, and that perhaps we should go like him for this halacha, unetzarif das Rashi, v'ne Shemaya talmid, and we could incorporate this to Rashi and as Talmud v'ne Shemaya, ha'muvah b'tasafos, that says that there's no such thing as Liba roas ha'erva. So you have some Rishonim hold there's no Isra Libra Sarah Bechlal, and you have others who say Isra Rabbanon, it's not Ma'akev B'di'evit. So Mimela will mistaf that to say if a person's damaged from Esrei, that he was Yotze. But for Kriyashma won't help because Kriyashma is the Yoraisa. Siv Koton Vav Roe Evas Chavero. Drama adds in, not only can't his lave see his Erva, his lave can't see someone else's Erva either. There's nothing separating between his lave and the other person's erva. Could go on, for instance, they're both laying without any clothing, sharing one blanket. So they're at a distance from each other. Their body isn't touching, but they're facing each other. So right away, this is a problem, because we said before, in Siman Ayin Gimel, that some holds facing each other is also, even if they're not touching each other. So he says in the notes on the side, it must be they're really far apart, that there's no issue of here. For who atzma yesh lo hefzik bein libo le'erva, he has separating his heart from his erva. Aval pikein osu mishum libo le'erva chaveh, he still can't say Shema if his heart sees Yenim's erva. So that's, even though we'll take care of the here issue perhaps, but it won't help for libo roe es ervas chaveh. Oh, or perhaps, it could be similar, they're both in the water. No bathing suits. They're both in water. Velibo einu roya eras atzmo. His heart can't see his erva. Lefisha mechusa begad matalibo. He has some kind of garment across his chest, under his heart. Elashroya eras chaver shemechusa, but his heart sees the other person's erva. It's not covered. Also, after einu chutz lamayim, so that's forbidden to say a bracha, even though his eyes are above the water and he can't see anything. To become welcome Libra, because his heart can see. So again, we said yesterday that midiraisa, if his eyes sees his erva or someone else's erva, it's also diraisa in the Sei Shema Brachos. If his lave sees his erva or someone else's erva, that's necessarily a bonum.